In November, voters in California put their state in the vanguard of research on human embryonic stem cells. They passed Proposition 71, which will back stem cell research with $3 billion over 10 years. The measure was a response to the Bush administration's decision to restrict federal funding to experiments which use a small number of already existing stem cell lines. As with so many of California's controversial initiatives, the effects of Proposition 71 are being felt across the nation. NPR's Ina Jaffe has our report.
A couple of thousand miles from California, at the University of Minnesota's Stem Cell Institute, Proposition 71 and its enormous research budget is the topic of conversation in the hallway and daydreaming around the water cooler, says spokeswoman Sarah Youngerman.
They've said how cool for California and how great that they were able to pass this initiative. Why can't we do something like this in Minnesota? But I have heard the director of the institute say she expects to lose some of that young talent that we would hope to keep here in Minnesota.
Young talent or mature, the brain drain may already be underway. Irv Weissman, the director of Stanford University's Cancer and Stem Cell Biology Institute, says lately he's been on the phone with some of his most esteemed colleagues back east. His pitch to them goes like this.
The kind of research you do is pretty much what Proposition 71 wants to fund. Why don't you come look at Stanford and look to see if this is a scientific environment that you like, because you're going to have a much better chance of funding your research.
Weissman believes top scientists will be attracted to a place free of the constraints that the Bush administration has placed on federally funded embryonic stem cell research. California, in fact, is about to spend roughly 12 times what the federal government spends. Weissman wants to attract not just talent to Stanford, but some of Proposition 71's billions of dollars, both for scientific studies and for a new state-of-the-art facility.
We want to make sure that now and forever we would have a place that could fund research where nobody would say even a single federal dollar helped light a light or build a room.
Some states are not standing by idly while their top scientists are enticed to move west. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle wants to devote $750 million to funding research in embryonic stem cells and other fields of biotechnology, as well as to build a new laboratory. After all, he says the University of Wisconsin was the place where human embryonic stem cells were first cultured, and he doesn't want the state to get, quote, left in the dust.
We have an opportunity here in Wisconsin to not only do some really significant work to help cure some of the most intractable illnesses that we have, but also to build a very significant sector of our economy around it, which we're already doing. And we're seeing a vast expansion of our biotech industry here in Wisconsin, and that's going to continue for years to come if we make the right decisions now and the right investments now.
In New Jersey, Acting Governor Richard Cody has said he hopes to put a measure on the ballot to provide hundreds of millions of dollars for embryonic stem cell research, and more states could jump on the bandwagon, says Kevin Wilson, public policy director at the American Society for Cell Biology.
I wouldn't be surprised to see 4, 5, 6 states following suit. And also remember that those states that will be the ones that are more likely to follow suit would also tend to be the ones that have large research bases.
Massachusetts' research base includes a company called Advanced Cell Technology. They're doing embryonic stem cell studies they hope will lead to treatments for heart disease, spinal cord injuries, and vision disorders. The company is currently scouting for a second location in California. Robert Lanza is the medical director.
Some of the most creative and talented scientists are in California at Stanford, UCLA, and many other institutes in California. So I think that we would want to join forces with some of the other teams who have the expertise to help get these projects underway and hopefully into the clinic.
And that expertise concentrated in California seems destined to grow as scientists and biotech companies follow the money. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.